In 1958, I was living in Paris and very much aware of the battle that was going on for Algerian independence against the French, who were bombing Algerian villages. In this war of liberation, there were many displaced people. Ultimately, the French made a very great error. Because a lot of the Algerian soldiers who were wounded were sent over the border into Tunisia for rehabilitation, and they bombed the Red Cross hospital. This created an international scandal, and many people were going down to Tunisia, to the border, to see this story. I decided, because nobody was mentioning the refugees in this situation, that I would like to go also. I was at the time about 5 months pregnant, and when I got to Tunis, it was arranged that I would be given a car and driver by the Liberation Army. And I said, I don't want any bumpy roads. Oh, no problem, they said. And of course, took me by car to the border over bumpy roads. I photographed very sad displaced people who I've always felt for, and went back again to Paris, where I had the films processed, and took them to Cartier-Bresson. He very kindly looked at them and sent them to the Observer in London, where they were put onto the front page, my very first front page photographs. I'm very proud of that. But I'm also proud of the fact that the Observer sent a journalist down, especially to Tunis, to do a story on the refugees, which did, in fact, serve my purpose, which was to bring to the world's attention the plight of these people. As a result of the bumpy roads, my daughter decided she wanted out, and I had to stay in bed for about 6 or 8 weeks until she was ripe enough to be born.